a 31-year-old King Air with a glass cockpit. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Last week, Avadyne and S-Tech announced the availability of their Alliant integrated flight deck for the Beechcraft King Air E90 and C90. The companies also hold a supplemental type certificate for retrofits to the King Air 200 series. ANN's Jim Campbell recently got to see the system and talk with Greg Plants of S-Tech about this revolutionary upgrade.
What we have here is first of all, the Alliant package is a very strong allegiance between S-Tech and Avadyne. We've been promoting our products jointly in the OEM market, and it just seemed to make sense to us to offer this product into the aftermarket. As you saw today, our aircraft is a 1980 King Air 200, and we're able to put a panel in it that makes it look like you're brand new. What it offers to the pilot is a managed flight concept where from, as a personal experience, the other day it was almost 0-0 out of Jacksonville, being able to use the EX-500 in its map mode and runway environment mode. There's no question in my mind. We had another airline coming in on a taxiway. There's no question in my mind where I was. I could possibly report that to the tower. And the situational awareness in the cockpit was huge. From a wheels in the well to runway and sight environment, the Alliant package is automating that airframe. It's allowing you, as you saw today when we shut an engine down, the autopilot performance is solid. The quick scan on the PFD for situation awareness, I mean, it gives you the time as a pilot to relax, grab the checklist, go through your shutdown procedures, and continue on. As you saw, the performance of both systems on the localizer, same thing. When we shut an engine down, it became a no-brainer. There's no tension in the cockpit. In that environment, there would be a lot of tension in the cockpit, and just knowing that it's going to bring you down, bring you home.
No, I was very pleased with the single engine characteristics because your pilot didn't baby the cut. I mean, we're sitting there, geared down, established on the localizer, slams it out, lets the airplane fly itself. The airplane banks in appropriately. We had about at most a 3-degree yaw variance at max. No pitch hunting whatsoever. And the best part is that all the transitions are pretty gradual. No slam, no bang, no nothing. So that worked out very nicely. And the other thing I've noticed throughout the flight is that all of your capture algorithms are done to provide a very smooth experience. I mean, even when you've got 2,000 foot a minute rates or more, the final capture is done in such a nice gradual transition that there's very little noticeable change in rate. And none of this, you know, floating out of your seat stuff as you hit an altitude. So it works out pretty well.
Yeah, from a personal experience, it's great to watch the system here again in a managed flight mode. Watch that flight director start doing the round out, so to speak, for either the high-profile descent we're talking about or a altitude capture. And with the broad horizontal relationship you're looking at on the PFD, to see the flight director come up to start slowly coming up to a nice, smooth altitude capture, and the autopilot doing that, I mean, you could be sitting in your living room. It's that smooth.
And more important, the guy in the back paying the bills now thinks he's got the best pilots in Superman.
Time to ask for a raise.
Exactly. Now you're talking. Let's talk a little bit about this. This is Avadyne's first foray into the retrofit market for what was the Integra system or the Integra generation. And then on top of that, this is, I guess, the first major partnership for that type of market between S-Tech and Avadyne. Explain how you got together on this and what we might expect in the future.
Okay. Well, one of the benefits of the program is as we sat back and looked at our core competency and said, okay, we know autopilots. Avadyne knows the display world. What a great marriage. Let's bring the two together. The Envision product, as you saw today, their dual PFD setup, dual ADAHARS output, all the things we needed to work as a solid platform for the autopilot were done. We have what's referred to as a DAS authorization, designated alteration station authorization. So for us, it made solid sense. Let's go buy a King Air. Let's not be pressured by someone else's schedule. Let's let our flight test group tweak this system to this airframe, and that's the result of what you saw today. With the DAS authority, the STC process was smooth, seamless. We're proud to be able to say we're there. This isn't a project on the horizon. This is available now. We have a very robust dealer network, but we chose to do a post-STC installation. That's taking place now. The reason for that is that the STC process doesn't really give you a good feel for the actual installation process. So now to do a post-STC installation by our crew, and also with Avenine support, as our dealers start doing their first installations, we'll be able to support them so that it's done right the first time. We'll have first-hand experience to be able to help them out with that process. So the whole company, the company's core competencies, STEC's core competencies, Avenine's core competencies, really brought this whole project together. As far as your latter question of where we're going to be, other turboprops. I mean, this thing supplies so well in this market. There'll be some other turboprops that are on the near horizon.
I got a friend of mine with a Conquest who wants to make you a deal right now, I'll betcha.
We'll be talking.
We'll hear more about the Alliant package from STEC's Greg Plants in a moment. This AeroCast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
When was the last time you checked under the hood of your car? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years that you almost never have to raise the hood. Why can't an airplane engine be just as simple and just as reliable? Now it can. Check out the new V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services. They're made of aluminum, so you get the best power-to-weight ratio in general aviation. They're FADEC controlled. What about your new glass cockpit? The engine management system works seamlessly with most multifunction displays, so you can get minute-by-minute updates on just how well your V engine is performing. Add it up. A lighter, more powerful engine. Liquid cooling to reduce sudden temperature changes inside the engine. FADEC control. True glass cockpit interfacing. And an engine that runs more quietly and with less vibration than other piston engines. The AES V220 and V300T. As simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. Is it really that much better? Professional pilots think so. It's their number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine's annual survey for the fifth year in a row. Why? The Bose Aviation Headset 10 provides an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, full spectrum noise reduction, and clearer audio. All this in a lighter, smaller headset. One with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Acclaimed noise reduction. Comfortable fit. Clearer audio. Whether you fly jets, prop planes, or helicopters, try flying with the Bose Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. And hear the difference Bose technologies make. Order now and shipping is free. And learn about the convenient Bose payment plan. For your 30-day test flight, or to learn more, visit Bose.com/headset.
We're back with more of this Aero News special feature. STEC and Avenine have teamed up to create a glass panel retrofit for the King Air. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Greg Plants of STEC about the Alliant system. Today, the King Air. But what about tomorrow?
The requirements, first and foremost, as far as available information, AlliantKingAir.com is a great source. There's installation manuals, there's POHs, there's a list of all of our dealers, authorized dealers for this product. And that's one thing I just want to make a little side note. We did have an opportunity in this program. Both Avenine and STEC have wonderful dealers for their traditional products, and we were able to go out and selectively choose the right dealers for this project, and that meant people that know King Airs, people that can provide paint interior avionics, so that for that owner that wants to come in and get everything done, wanted to give them an option for a one-stop shop. As far as the preparation of the airframe, bring us what you have. The biggest market potential would be the later models, the 74, 75 models that still have a real nice haul value that you'd want to put this kind of package in, up into the 80s. Typically are old, worn out autopilots, typically not an EFA system. So this allows you to give a current flight deck without having to buy a brand new aircraft. Mm-hmm. Downtime, I think you'll typically see that, putting paint aside, engines aside, that type of thing, if you were just doing the panel upgrade the flight deck that you saw today, you're going to probably see anywhere in the 8 to 10 week for the first time type of install. And after experience, I think you'll see an experienced crew be able to get that time down to 6 to 7 weeks. And, it's a major restoration. What people need to understand is that floorboards are coming up, sidewalls are coming out, old wiring is coming out. I can't speak for every airframe, but you're going to see a weight reduction of somewhere in the 100-pound range, 100-pound plus, could be as high as 150 pounds. Some of the things that we're investigating that we won't personally offer, as a good example, if all the avionics is moved to the right side of the nose, that makes an opportunity for a nose baggage compartment STC, great for crew. Mm-hmm. They don't have to mix their bags with the paying customers or the owner. They can put their bags up in the nose.
Got to separate the riffraff.
That's correct. Did I answer your questions?
Obvious question. How much?
How much? You'll find that the package, the retail package is $170,000, and then plus the labor for that, and that's going to vary from airframe to airframe, depending upon what additional avionics are in the aircraft to what additional avionics are removed, that type of thing. So it's hard to say, but as you'll see in our advertising, it's great way to make your King Air look like $1 million for a quarter of the price. So there's a reference to what it could be.
Understood. This is new thinking for both of you in regards to attacking unconventional markets, especially at a time when, let's face it, the King Air market is already being claimed elsewhere, although it'll be a while before they're putting product in the field. Is this kind of a signal that you're ready to go head-to-head anywhere?
Absolutely. Yeah, we feel that we have the team in place, the team being Avidyne, the team being Aztec. We have the departments to take care of this, full flight test, full mechanical capability, development, R&D, both on both companies, to be able to make a claim that when we make a decision to go into a market, we may not tell you we're in that market yet, but we sure as well let you know when it's available. And this is a good example. We really wanted to keep this as quiet as we could. And as you saw, you took it for a ride, and we're ready to go.
Well, one of the things that I was particularly pleased with is that from an overall management standpoint, it's, select what you want to do, select how you want to do it, sit back and, wave at the boss. There's not much to it. Your visual ergonomics, of course, on the displays, which are proven and have been out there for a while, haven't changed radically. I think the flight director presentations are some of the best in the business right now in that particular display, so I've always liked that. You've not been bashful about autopilot callouts and autopilot system information, so that works out very nicely. We've seen some implementations, but mostly on high-end systems above and beyond the average GA market, that where you got to hunt that out a little bit. So the visual ergonomics worked out for us fairly well. The system ergonomics, select what you want to do, how you want to do it, from a standpoint of rates or other determinations, and there's really not a whole lot to do here. It seems to me that there's been an awful lot of work done in easing overall management chores, especially considering the fact that your primary customer at this point is probably a well-heeled single pilot, isn't he?
That's correct. The primary customer would be a Part 91 operator. He doesn't have to go to the board to ask permission to buy this type of equipment. He is the board. Mm-hmm. So it gives a great opportunity for that person to just say, I like what I see. I want it. They buy this aircraft not to just go to the $100 hamburger ride. This aircraft is a business tool, a personal tool. It's that type of owner wants to be able to jump in the left seat and go. Obviously, they're a qualified pilot to fly it in the event of something taking place. But quite frankly, with this system, you don't need to be worrying about that. As you saw today, probably the best example is the engine out. The system didn't go offline. We didn't lose anything situationally. We didn't have any glitches in the blinking screens. We didn't have the autopilot disconnected. We didn't have noise screaming going on in the cockpit. It was almost arms crossed. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, I better reach for the checklist. Mm-hmm. That really was the goal, is managed flight. Mm-hmm. We want a pilot to strap into the left seat, especially that Part 91 guy, maybe hasn't flown for 2 or 3 weeks, knows that he's proficient, not so much that he's current, he hasn't flown in a couple weeks, but be able to say, all right, from wheels in the well to runway in sight, Alliant's going to get me there.
Any other information or news that we can expect?
No, not at this point. Our big news statement is this Alliant program, and I challenge everyone to, if you have any interest, to the great world of the Internet, is hit AllianceKingAir.com. And if you have any questions, we have a hotline on that website. We have an email link, and you call, we'll answer.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.